secret of the sunshine.
Lots of people like the music that we have to intro you to yet another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday morning, we are here to welcome another great American day to celebrate your fun, or lack thereof. We try to turn things around. Once in a while, I get stuck, but mostly for at least third year moving forward. If you have a 4-speed or a 5-speed transmission, let's just think of ourselves as being in third gear, okay?
Vroom.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Or vroom, 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 which is the car rental agency. It's not an agency, per se. They're one of these software programs.
They're an aggregator of rental companies.
Right, yeah.
Like Orbitz or one of those things, but they do it for rental cars.
I always use them whenever I'm traveling. You go online to vroom, vroom, vroom. .com. I get a little carried away sometimes. It's vroom, 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 vroom,
vroom.
Vroom, 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 vroom. Okay, so, let's not get too
Yes.
Crazy. How smart do you have to be a bull rider?
You gotta be
crazy. Probably not.
What you gotta be.
Yeah.
Why in the world would anybody get on the back of a bucking bronco and ride these things? You ever seen them come out of the chutes?
They're like,
oh, yeah.
They come out of the chutes. They're like,
they are mad.
They have nothing. And apparently they aren't that smart. Maybe that's just the nature of the beast. Broken backs, broken necks, broken hips.
Even if it's not broken, I mean, think of shaken baby syndrome.
One guy who won one of these purses was interviewed and asked what he was going to do with his money. So I'm going to get my tooth fixed.
I'm going to go to the chiropractor.
By the way. I don't know.
Why do you do anything that's dangerous, though?
Well, that's a good question.
Adrenaline.
That would be a good question to put up on our social media. Richie once again proves his genius by putting a bracket around the total issue of dangerous things.
Why I remember one day going mountain biking by myself and being at the top of this hill and looking down the hill going, I can do this.
Yeah, right.
And when I woke up at the bottom of the hill with my bike entangled in my legs and my helmet flying off somewhere and just lying there just going, ugh.
You kind of got to know what you're up against. I remember being in Colorado at the top of a mountain after I went on one of those, I forget what they call them, the escape bicycle things. They put you in a truck with a bike and they bring you up to the top of the mountain and say, here, ride down the mountain.
Yeah.
I remember going down that mountain so fast, my face felt like it was pushed
3 G's worth
right, exactly. And apparently,
but it was fun.
I was going like almost 100 miles an hour on a bike down a mountain.
You were going, you might have been doing 50, 60.
Well, the one guy said 80.
I'm pretty sure you were using your brakes.
Yeah, I was using my brakes.
I'm pretty sure those pads were down to the metal when you got down to the bottom of that mountain.
But again, the question is, why do you do dangerous or foolish things?
Because if you do it, it's fun.
All right, so let's get that sense, Jennifer. Would you mind?
It's already up there. It's up on Facebook right now.
Okay, what are our other...
Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Right, and Twitter at Good Day Show. So what do we have for some of the comments on the other things that we're working on our various social media, Jen?
Well, we have that you can chime in on. We are also asking you today, Mrs. Obama is hosting 50 kids for lunch at the White House. Do you think that this is a political move? Definitely chime in on that. And then a restaurant in L.A. will give you a discount if you leave your phone at the host stand. Be honest, how often do you use your phone when you are out with someone?
Yep.
Doug said, too often. Kim said, I only answer if the call is from one of my children. They didn't live in the same state, therefore it could be an emergency. John said, it'll be interesting. It will be interesting the first time someone's phone is given to another customer. That's a really good point. If they do an old switcheroo.
Yeah.
Bill said, I like this idea. Han said, too much phone hacking to even really consider this as an option. Norma said, you must never go out if you have to ask that question. Ernesto said 75% to 85% of the time he's on the phone with other people. And Deanna said, never. It's very rude indeed. So there
very
you go.
Rude indeed.
Very rude indeed.
All right. So thoughts at both Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook.com/Good Day. Plus email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Heather at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. The United States of America has the highest prison population in the world. 686 for every 100,000 people that we have in the measured population. Of that group, 686 are in jail.
And we wonder why we're broke.
Is that good or bad?
That's not good, because a lot of people are in jail because of social. Heather just made the point. Social. Why should you put people in jail for smoking marijuana? Why are white-collar people like Bernie Madoff in jail when he's still got $700 million in the bank? Does that make any sense to anybody? You take his money away from him and make him go sweep the sidewalk. What is good? What good comes of him being in jail? Nothing. And he's still got his all his money.
I'm pretty sure that if Bernie Madoff were sweeping the sidewalks of New York, he'd get offed by one of the people he ripped off.
Okay, so? That was our job to protect him from his, he created his own world.
But then, should we allow somebody to get offed?
Yeah.
Because then we have to put, then, if somebody murders him, then you have to put them in jail, right?
No. But just don't look too hard for him, that's all.
I say, street side justice is all right with you.
Right, exactly.
Only if you
see Justice League with Judge Mathis.
That's right.
By the way, have you seen how many of those judge shows there are
on TV?
There's
a million of them.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
My wife watches one in Spanish.
They're real judges.
Castle Sarado.
People who go in to those the TV court shows have to agree, Jennifer, I don't think I'm mistaken about this. They agree to bring their problem before the judge, and whatever happens, when the hammer comes down, that's it. Real
here's
justice.
Right. This
okay,
so
here's how it happens, because I actually know someone who got solicited by these shows. And when you file something, small claims, and I think it probably happens mostly in the Los Angeles area, because that's where a lot of these shows take place.
Right.
So you file small claims, and then you just do it legitimately. So you file it, and that's it. And then these shows contact you and say, hey, we saw your claims as public record. We'd like you to come on our show to hash everything out. And so if both parties agree to hash everything out on TV, then that's what they do.
Right.
And it's so bizarre because you don't...
But they're always low lives.
Well, it's not like you go online and say, hey, I want to settle my case on the People's Court. No. They actually find you when you just file a legitimate claim. Isn't that weird?
Right. Yeah, they're looking at it all over. What do you mean?
Yeah, weird, weird.
What a country America. Swift justice. Aye, aye, aye.
And some of them aren't even real judges, right?
Oh, no, they're all judges.
Are they all?
Yeah, they're all judges.
What about that, the boxer guy, whatever? You know who I'm talking about?
No.
No? Jen?
A boxer guy?
I only know Judge Joe Brown.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a boxer.
He was something. They talk about it. Is he a real judge?
Is Judge Glass, isn't that her name?
There's Million, who does the People's Court now.
Yeah.
And there's Judge Judy, who makes a ton of cash.
Yeah. Judge Judy is, after Wapner, she became the big.
She's
huge.
Money.
Yeah.
I have a friend, Doug, the friend of mine that I went to school with that's a pole dancer.
Yes, right. We like her.
For fun, yeah. She's a lawyer in Merced County in outside San Francisco.
Yeah.
The things that she posts, just the observations in court on a regular basis of the silly things that people do.
Yeah.
Like, for example, here's one that she says, legal advice. Don't show up to testify in court when you already have an outstanding warrant for perjury. I mean, and this is all the time. Yeah. So you sit there and you see these shows on television called reality programming, and then you see reality, and you're just like,
amazing.
Reality is crazier than what you watch on TV.
All right, 2020 News Quiz question coming up, 16 after on Good Day.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like a million bucks. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
800-510-8255. It is, where are we here? About 18 after the hour. Okay, you ready for our 2020 News Quiz question?
Ready.
Sure, bring it.
Okay. So this past week or weekend, there was the usual tussle with the so-called paparazzi. What do we call that news media? The entertainment news media.
Trash.
Right? Isn't it? Well, yeah, I think it's
sorry.
To a point, it's trash. Yeah. It is a,
you're talking about the tabloid media?
Okay, yeah, thank you. That's it. The tabloid media. So, according to One Star, the tabloid media is monstrous. Who was it that said that the tabloid media is monstrous? 800-510-8255. Jennifer knows the answer to this. I'm betting that Heather and Richie don't. Quite yet, but they'll figure it out. But we're interested in you figuring it out for a swell prize. 800-510-8255. So this fellow's been in the entertainment tabloid journals for the past, what, Jennifer, month with this thing?
Heavily in the past month, but he's been a mainstay in the tabloids for at least the last 3 years.
Okay. So the tabloid journalists are monsters, and this media, this frenzy, the entertainment media is monstrous. So says this person, a star, I guess we'd call him a star, an actor, maybe, I don't know if we'd call him a star. That whole term is misused, I think, these days. Star, what does that mean? The stars were Clark Gable and Marilyn Monroe, and who would be I think we consider George Clooney to be a star. Matt Damon's a star, yeah. In terms of television, is Jay Leno a star, in a sense?
Julia Roberts. Angelina and Brad Pitt are probably pretty
Julia
starry.
Roberts.
All right. Mm-hmm. But those are all actors. Do we have anybody that isn't, would we consider television personality stars?
Regis.
Regis is a star.
Tom Selleck.
Tom
Oprah.
Selleck is a star. Yep. Okay. Oprah. All right. Anyway. Let's see if we can figure this out. 800-510-8255. This is a younger person, not an older person, so he isn't a star yet. Maybe he will be, maybe he won't be, but he's somebody who's become sort of a household name, I think, don't you think, Jennifer? He's kind of household.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So his identity for the swell prize, 800-510-8255. He's talking about defending himself, and it's obviously difficult to do. What do we get out of these renderings? Lots of people like this kind of gossip. They spend a lot of time focused on this stuff because it gets them away from whatever's on their plate, right? Worry about what's on somebody else's plate, not what's on yours. So the answer coming right up, 21 after on Good Day.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stop Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Birthdays, an acknowledgement of those of you who are having a birthday today. It's August 20th, almost to the end of the month of Leo, and then we get into
Virgo.
Thank you. It just went out of my mind. All right, so Jim Pankow is the trombonist for Chicago, and he's 65 today. There are four or five really good Chicago songs. This isn't one of them.
I think this album was a good album.
Oh, there's well more than four or five. There's,
I'm giving you my opinion.
40 or 50.
Yeah.
No.
I don't like much of what Chicago
has done.
Because they get...
Let me hook you up, brother.
Yeah, okay.
Good stuff.
Okay. I believe Chicago's from my era, not from yours necessarily. Anyway, happy birthday, Mr. Pankow. Robert Plant. On his own and as part of Led Zeppelin. Certainly. It's, six, seven. By the way, Richie Pankow wrote Make Me Smile and Color My World.
Oh, Color My World. Big hit for them.
Chicago, right. Yeah. Robert Plant, also is a member of the Honey Drippers.
Said I got a little woman and she won't be true.
Sea of Love, Rockin' at Midnight, but first became well known as a member of Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven, A Whole Lot of Love. That's my favorite song of theirs. Immigrant Song. What is Fool in the Rain? I don't remember that.
Oh, Fool in the Rain. Great song, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to go there with you because you'll go, oh, I don't know that.
All right.
And actually, that's not your favorite Zeppelin song. I would play your favorite Zeppelin song. It's called...
you don't think Immigrant, A Whole Lot of Love is my favorite Zeppelin
song? No, I think D.M. McCurr would be your favorite song.
Really?
Yeah. You just don't remember it.
All right.
I was listening to the Zeppelin yesterday, and my wife is like, is that a woman?
Really?
Nice.
All right, Rudy Gatlin, the singer with the Gatlin Bros. All the gold. Born this day, 1952. Makes him, what, 60 today? Yeah. There are a number of great songs from them. This isn't one of them.
I guess a great song.
Classic country.
Yeah. John Hiatt. Not somebody you know well. Mostly because he writes a lot of songs that are hits.
He does well on his own. He's just not as commercially popular.
Yeah,
but he's a prolific songwriter.
Happy birthday to Demi Lovato.
Go on, Jennifer.
How old?
She's 20.
Get out of here.
Yeah, 20. I know. A lot of living for 20, huh?
Good Lord.
Al Roker's birthday is today.
I love Al.
So what has come of that comment he made about Matt Lauer throwing people under the bus?
Not much, although the Today Show did pull it off of their online archives, but of course you can see it everywhere on the internet.
So really? Yeah. Do tell. I didn't see this. What happened?
Oh, you didn't? Okay, so last week he and Matt were doing some sort of bit, and somehow, I'm not even sure what it was about, but they were talking about buses, and Al said, well, usually you just throw us under the bus, Matt.
And the look on Al's face was deadly serious. So they.
And what was the look on Matt's face?
They didn't cut to him. So I actually have the video. I can post it at our Facebook page.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Post that. Yeah, post it. Yeah.
Wow. So was Matt the hated one, except for the one who?
It seems that Al Roker was very upset by Ann. I almost said Ann Romney.
Well, I remember Phil Lempert, who's our supermarket guru and does regular segments, likes Ann Curry a lot.
Everybody that works with her likes her.
That doesn't mean that she's good at her job.
She's nice.
Just because you like her. She's not. I thought she was nice, but I thought she was horrible at what she did. Just
you have to have chemistry, and Matt is their mainstay, and if you don't have chemistry with him...
Well, but she's not that kind of...
But not only did she not have chemistry, she just wasn't that good.
No. Right. That'd be like being here and not having chemistry with me. Right?
Yeah, but
same thing.
We don't have to be good. We just have to have chemistry.
Okay, that's good.
There you have to be good and have
800-510-8255. Who is the media personality who said that the entertainment media is monstrous? Get the answer to that coming up. 2020 News Quiz Test. We're 28 after the hour. Good day.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to... to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you think is a simple thing? It's not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
When your child was a baby, you were careful to provide the right nutrition for a growing mind.
I'm going to school now, Mom. Don't forget your lunch.
Even though your child is older now, it's still important to support their brain development. That's why every mom should know about Children's Omegables, the supplement with essential omega-3 fish oil to support healthy brain function in your child. Science shows us that omega-3 fish oil is vital to your child's developing mind, yet many children... out on this powerful ingredient. Children's Omegables brings omega-3 back to your child's diet in a delicious formula they'll love.
Class, who was the second president of the United States? Yes, Daniel?
John Adams?
Very good.
Children's Omegables, the smart choice for healthy brain development. Try it risk-free today. Just call 1-800-728-1676. That's 1-800-728-1676. Call 1-800-728-1676. 800-728-1.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
After the hour, 800-510-8255. Coming up in a few moments, Olympic gold medalist Peekaboo Street.
Love that name.
Love it. Great Peekaboo.
I've been having a conversation with her before. She's the champion alpine ski racer. Was a member of the U.S. Ski Team 1996, 1998. Well, no, she got the Winter Olympic title in 1998. She was the champion of the world in 1996. Has a good story. I remember we had her on, I think, at least once before, talking about whatever, whoever. Good stories. 26 minutes before the hour. Yeah, she was a lot of fun. So she'll be with us in a few minutes. Meanwhile, we're just looking at some video of some of, you know, we were talking here a little about how silly the media is, the entertainment media. And there's a compilation tape that is available, and I'm not sure whether we ought to post this. I mean, you can find it in several different places. Of all of the foolish things that have happened to reporters that get themselves into a corner with animals, I just watched a picture of a woman who was interviewing or trying. It looked like she was trying to interview a camel, and the camel bites her hair.
Didn't you get bit at by a camel once?
Didn't I get? No, I got a little.
No, he tried to take a spit at him, but he missed.
No, he missed. And then there's another guy gets bitten by a big snake. A guy who's with a bunch of llamas, and the llama eats his tie.
Llamas or just the llamas?
Just the regular llamas.
Okay.
And then there's another
pandas.
A panda kissing a guy trying to rip his hair off.
As he's talking about how they're just not interested in mating. And
he crawls on top of him.
There's one of the late night news magazine shows, I think it was ABC, had this thing Friday night or something about animals and how people are trying to buy and keep wild animals, lions and bears and stuff like that in their house or have little zoos and just how it can go terribly wrong.
And wonder when something happens.
This
woman
was doing an interview with a cat, and the cat turned around and scratched her face.
Oof.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
First of all, why are animals talking about animals?
Because they have nothing. They have no other credibility.
Right?
They have no...
Right.
You know,
I mean, unless
nothing.
It's Mr. Ed, what are you expecting?
Yeah.
All I know is I'm never getting within 100 feet of a chimpanzee unless there's a fence between us.
Yeah,
exactly.
Even the fence can't get you sometimes. The poo that they fling is, you know.
Well, that's one thing. Having your face ripped off is another.
True.
So let's get to the media, the entertainment media being monstrous. Who is it that said that? Is our 2020 news quiz. Let's go through some of these answers, including Rose Lee or Rosalie in St. Augustine. Hi, Rosalie. How are you?
Hello. Yes, Rosalie is me. Well, the only one I can come up with is Charlie Sheen, and I don't know if that's correct.
It's a good guess, though. It is. It is a good guess, yeah. Jerry's in Minnesota. Who do you think it is, Jerry?
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber is a little twerp, but he did not say that the entertainment media is my...
You are such a Bieber hater.
I don't hate anybody, but I think the kids are out of control, a little...
Not
well,
nice.
As you said, you wanted somebody that wasn't a star, so...
Yeah, right. Yeah. Thank you very much, Jerry, for acknowledging
what
that.
What kind of positive energy are you throwing out into the world, calling Justin Bieber a little twerp?
He is a little twerp. I don't know. What do you want me to say? He's a big twerp?
No, if you can't say anything nice.
Don't say anything else. All right, I shot. David is in Monroe, Louisiana. Hi, David. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. Is it Robert Pattinson?
It is Robert Pattinson.
Ah.
So what do you know about that story, David?
I just know about his fiance having an affair with a director. And
has that ever really been it? Did she do anything other than kiss this guy?
I have no idea.
Jennifer, where do you...
He's not a star, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
Idea is that she did more than kiss the guy, yeah.
Really? That's the idea. All right. So anyway, yes, Kristen Stewart is her name, and he's really been very classy when it comes. He didn't talk about it, and he refuses when these guys try to nail him or corner him or give him the... George Stephanopoulos looked foolish last week when he tried to get Pattinson to talk about... He's there to plug his movie. What's the new movie called, Jennifer?
Cosmopolis.
Cosmopolis. What's that about?
I have no idea, but it was out this week, so I guess we should figure it out.
Right. All right. I didn't see it, but that... Neither here nor there. All right, David, you've won a swell prize, and now Heather tells you what exciting opportunities you have in terms of prizes.
You have the opportunity for Reader's Digest, Taste of Home, or Handyman magazine subscriptions, as well as fabulous Doug Steffen paraphernalia.
All right, David, you can speak to the next person who picks up the phone and asks you what you would like, and you'll have a wonderful time. All right, let's a moment or two to collect our thoughts, because we want to be on our best when it comes to Peekaboo Street. Right, Richie? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Have to be on our best behavior, because otherwise, is she greatest? You think? You know what we should do is have her greatest, because these people that do these programs, there are a lot of what they call media tours. And oftentimes you have some of the stars that come on from various fields, and they've been talking to lots of different people on various radio programs. So let's find out how she rates us, all right? It's called Rate the Radio Stars, and that's up next here on Good Day.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Peekaboo Street. Where are you? Peekaboo, where are you?
Good morning. I'm in Alabama, actually.
Alabama? What the heck are you doing in Alabama? What's down there?
Cupid has a sense of humor.
Cupid.
Yeah.
So we have
Alabama's beautiful, though. So that's
I love it, and the people are awesome too. They're really.
All right, so let's get this straight. You have a boyfriend in Alabama? Is that it?
I am married to a man from Alabama.
Oh, right. He's your boyfriend if he's your. If you got a good marriage going,
does your boyfriend know?
He's my groom. We call each other bride and groom still. So
very
fun.
Nice. Yeah, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
Not a whole lot of skiing goes on in Alabama, though, does it?
No, I love it. I go away to ski like all the other sane people. No, I'm teasing. I go away to ski like everyone else now, and I milk it till 4 p.m., too.
There
I used to sail early, but now I'm like the Alabama skier who's out there till 4. What? The lips closed? Really?
So you have, as usual, a lot of things going on, including this NBC series, Stars Earn Stripes. There have been a lot of people, but I'm going to be very nice here because I want you to rate us well. You may have heard me say that I want you to rate us with the other people that you've spoken to.
Okay.
Interviews have you done this morning so far, Peekaboo?
I think y'all are your first.
Really?
No. I've done a few, but it doesn't matter. We've got some momentum going. I got the big boys off to the school bus and trying to spread the word.
How cool.
Get people to watch Stars Earn Stripes, which millions of them already are, according to our numbers. But amazing show.
It's controversial. There are a lot of people who think it's controversial because there ought not to be as much reality. And so I wonder, obviously, if you're associated with the program, you're not going to tell us it's lousy. But what do you say to the people who are being critical?
Well, okay, you know, we're not on the front lines with you know, really shooting live bullets at one another. I mean, let's get real. But we are shooting live ammunition. It is, you know, taken seriously, and we are safe. But we're trying to depict it as best we can from, you know, from a movie set, if you will. So we're doing the best we can. It's not like we're trying to make a mockery at all. We are trying to document military-style missions and compete to kind of change the language amongst our society for our military. Because regardless of how you feel about war, I don't love war either, but you know, there's no utopia out there. So really, we have men and women sacrificing by the minute abroad, and we owe it to them to embrace them, to say thank you to them, and in this case, to raise thousands of dollars to help take care of them when they get back here on American soil and flip back
how
into
is that
daily
work?
Life.
How is that working? How does that, what do you, when you say raising $1,000, who's raising the money? How does that work?
So we, through the sponsors of the show, as we compete, we earn a stripe. When we succeed in a mission, we earn a stripe. With that stripe comes money for our charity. Whoever wins the show gets $100,000 to the charity of their choice. So throughout the show, we're perpetually earning money for the charities. For each of us is playing for a different one. And then at the end, whoever wins gets to donate the big check.
That's cool. What's your charity?
My charity is the Chamber of Commerce Hiring Our Heroes program.
Oh, very cool.
I like that.
Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce around the country. It's a local deal, okay? So it comes right back into the community because that's where these people are coming to. They come back to the community and rent a home and have their family, and they need a job, and they need to settle in and get going. And not only do we owe it to them to offer them that opportunity and to make that possible for them, but we can also benefit greatly from that. Our children need to be around these kind of people because they have an amazing skill set and a moral standard that is higher than most and a work ethic that is phenomenal, and our children can learn from them being around that. So can our adults, everyone. So I find myself wanting to step up more and be more accountable when I'm around someone that substantial with that big of list of credentials. So it's, you know, it's a win-win-win situation for us to do what we can to help them and allow them to help us.
Now, obviously, you're an Olympian, so you're in pretty good shape, and I'm assuming that you're still in great shape. What kind of competitions are there, and how hard is it for you? I mean,
which celebrity is your greatest competition?
Yeah, you've won Olympic medals. How does that rate with what the military has to go through in this training?
Definitely. personally, when it comes to putting your life on the line, I think that I was able to kind of wrap my brain to some degree around preparing for the missions and knowing that there were certain elements in it that were life-threatening. I could kind of draw on my skill set for that. But the emotional roller coaster we went through on purpose before the missions was something I wasn't used to. I was always trying to, like, calm down and get everything organized and settled before I went in the gate and went 90 miles an hour on a pair of skis. This was the opposite. It felt like it got more chaotic as we got to starting the mission, and I felt like I was looking for quiet and peace within the mission because everything else seemed so crazy. So it was a really odd place to be, and what it really did is slam us all together really hard and say, look, we're all in this together. We really need to work together well in order to get in and get out safely all as a team. And it bonded us incredibly for life, regardless of whether we have each other's phone number and call each other, which some of us do. I think everybody's buddied up for life. I look at them all differently than I did when I went.
Peekaboo Street is here, a former American Alpine ski racer and the host of this new series, Stars Are in Stripes. You're also working on a reality series, yet another reality series. Is there any end? What are you doing in your life that you feel like you want to have a camera follow you around? That seems to me to be the ultimate invasion of privacy, but you're obviously doing it because you want to.
I am. I'm doing it because I want to. I would love to have a camera following me all the time, everywhere I went, with an endless bank account to where I could just, make a positive difference in people's lives perpetually, whether it's fill their car up with gas at the gas station or, buy them lunch or help them, build a wing on their house for their newly injured child or whatever it may be. I spend my time dreaming of, doing those kind of humanitarianism type of things. So I jumped on the opportunity to do this and to raise awareness and money for military charities, and I try on a daily basis to do that kind of stuff. I have a pretty crazy family. I have four young boys, 9, almost 8, 3, and 1, so that's pretty wide open all the time. That would be pretty entertaining for anybody who just wants to laugh, because we're always got craziness happening. But Stars Are in Stripes is a phenomenal opportunity. I hope the show continues, because I hope other stars get a chance to be a part of something so profound.
Who are the others that have been on the program so far?
So let's see. It was myself, Todd Palin, Dean Kane, Nick Lachey, Eve Torres, Layla Ali, and who am I forgetting? I always seem to... Dalvette Quince, the trainer from Biggest Loser. And it was interesting to watch him be trained as opposed to train.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And Dean Kane had no stunt doubles. He had to do all of his own stunts.
Superman.
And so Terry Crews.
Yeah.
Terry Crews is in Expendables 2 right now, and it was fun to watch him kind of compare the shooting of Stars Are in Stripes compared to Expendables 2. And he's like, they make me look good, and then I have a smoothie. He's like, on this show, I actually have to do it. So it was... It's substantial, and I think it'll be neat. I think the way they can set it up is to have the operatives stay, like Dancing with the Stars, and have the celebrities rotate through, and I think it could make for, a really, really cool show. I enjoyed myself and would do it again in an absolute heartbeat.
I'm just curious, yourself as an athlete and surrounded with a bunch of other, great athletes as well in the show, how is Todd Palin hanging in there?
Todd's awesome. I mean, Todd will blow people out. Okay, he may not be like I'm going to go pole vault or something like that, but give him a pole and he'll try.
All
and
right.
He'll laugh on the way doing it, and he's a very refreshing individual. I enjoyed him immensely. I had a great time with him. Sarah's cool, too. I can't wait to go visit them in Alaska. We made friends for life. And he'll blow you out. He can ride for 2,000 miles on a snowmobile with a broken arm. He's done, commercial fishing. He's been on the West Slope with the oil stuff. I mean, he's a substantial human being in general. You get him out there and he can dig a fence post with the best of them. He's just kind of a jack of all trades, master of all as well.
Right.
He's a neat human being. He's a neat guy. And
Peekaboo Street is neat as well. From Stars Earned Stripes, a rationale for why you ought to watch that show and keep up with what's going on. When does that show air, by the way?
On Monday nights on NBC, right?
Good. 51 after.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sing that they have a button Andy by. Excuse me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
From Monty Python's Life of Brian.
We had him on this show, what, 8 years ago, ten years ago?
Yeah.
And Doug was in studio with him, and he was hysterical.
Wonderful.
But we can't play the interview back.
Yeah.
You could get away with things just 10 years ago that you can't now, and it's just, he was funny.
It's great stuff. Very good stuff. So, Monty Python, this song came in the Life of Brian. That was released a... Wow, look at this. Chucker, do you believe this? This thing was released during this week in 1979. 35 years ago, this thing. And all of the Monty Python stuff that's come from there. I was thinking about Cleese playing Q in only, was he in one or two of the James Bonds? How many James Bonds was he playing Q?
Good question. I think two. I think it was two.
After... the Q, by the way, that's a great... you know what that stands for? I bet you don't. That's a good question. Let's ask that.
Okay.
Our movie quiz question today is, from the James Bond movies, Q was played by the same fellow until he died. And then they put Cleese in. Now they've got a young guy in the new one. What does Q stand for? 800-510-8255. In terms of the British Secret Service, this is a necessary person and is somebody in real life that they have an MI5 or 6. What is it, by the way?
Is it MI5?
MI5. MI5, okay. So they have a Q, but they don't call him Q. They call him by his real title. So what does the Q stand for in the James Bond movies and in real life? They have one of these positions. in the Secret Service. What is the Q? And I think you could, I don't know, think it through. Even if you didn't know what the answer was, you could probably almost figure it out. 800-510-8255. By the way, I went to the movies this weekend, Chucker, and saw Hope Springs.
Yeah, what did you think?
I thought it was sad, and the best part of the movie was the ending. Other than that, it was heavy, it was long. I fell asleep a couple times during it. Meryl Streep was, as usual, very good. You see Tommy Lee Jones in a way you've never seen him before. And the movie is a real downer until the end.
Yeah, I think that's a case where the studio cut a trailer to make it sort of look like a comedy.
Yeah, right.
And
not even close.
And it's not, right?
Yeah, not at all. All right, yeah. So the other thing I saw was the Bourne movie. You saw that last week, I think, didn't you?
I did. I thought it was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. Not as good as the Matt Damon character.
Yeah, I didn't think it was as good. But it was good.
It was okay. Yeah. I did not see The Expendables. Did you?
I did not. I'm going to go see it this week. I did. I hosted a revival of the 1975 Al Pacino movie Dog Day Afternoon.
Ah.
And then the actor Paul Dano came to our community theater for his new film Ruby Sparks. I was sort of busy doing that. But I look forward to The Expendables.
What do we have for box office totals, the results this weekend?
Well, no surprise, The Expendables 2 was the number one film at the box office, but what was a little surprising is that it did $20.7 million. The original did about $34 million. Usually sequels get a bump and do a little bit better. Still, that is a solid number. The Bourne Legacy placed second, $17 million, 69.5. This film has a $125 million budget. Paranorman, an animated film, placed third, $14 million. The Campaign, Will Ferrell, placed fourth, $13.3 million, $51 million in 2 weeks. It's a solid number. Sparkle, a new musical co-starring the late Whitney Houston, did $12 million to place fifth. Not bad, considering the budget on that film was just $14 million.
I hear 2-year-olds really rave to see that.
Whoop-de-doo. All right, here's Barry in Texas. What's the Q stand for, Barry?
It stands for quintessential.
It does not. Good guess, though. Let's move over from El Paso to Fort Worth. Ken, what do you think Q means in the James Bond movies?
Quartermaster.
Quartermaster is what he is. He's the quartermaster.
Good job.
Thus the term Q. And I wish I could remember the name of the guy. Do you remember, Ken, the name of the guy who played Q?
Desmond Llewellyn.
Desmond Llewellyn. Thank you, Richie. Good for you. Give Richie a Ken.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.